This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com as part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can leave a comment on the website. You can email me. My email address is Derek. That's D-E-R-E-K at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can also follow me on Facebook or Twitter under the name Derek Howard, or Instagram under the name Comic Book Noise. And I am also on Elo, but I don't know much about Elo yet, so I'm going to hold off on it. But if you're on Elo, just look for Derek Howard. Hopefully you can find me. And if not, then just ignore what I just said. Alright, it's really, really humid where I'm at right now. I mean, really excessively humid. So much so that I think I need a towel. Whew. Anyway, this weekend, I had plans. Comic book box arrived this Friday, so I got my new shipment of comic books, and I use the term shipment very, very loosely right now because of the state my finances are currently in. My shipment this time, well, last time it was only like 3 comic books. That was 2 weeks ago. This time is only like maybe 7 or 8. So I'm getting around 10 or 11 comic books, which is probably the lowest I've gotten that's been a not getting comic book time. Because, you know, there are times where I was completely unemployed and I could not get comic books. And in those cases, I got no comic books. But now that I'm working and I should be able to afford them, I'm only getting 10. So that should be changing soon, hopefully. But so my plan was read some comic books this weekend, record Comic Book Noise, and just, you know, be happy. Comic books make me happy, right? But I realized that I didn't get the end of Convergence. Convergence is DC's big major crossover thing, right? It's for 8 weeks, 2 months, right? I got for the first month. I don't know why I didn't get the second month. I completely blanked on getting them, right? So a friend of mine loaned me his copies. Well, he loaned me access to his digital copies, right? So I read them and sorely disappointed. I'm not going to go into it, because I gave my final thoughts on Comic Book Noise, I think 519 or 520, something like that. Let's just say sometimes it's the journey and sometimes it's the destination. And I'm getting to the point now where I can tell when the destination is what's important and not the journey. Okay. And I read the latest issue of Secret Wars, which is Marvel's big crossover thing, and I'm getting the same kind of vibe where the journey is not as important as the destination. Okay, so. And it reminds me of something. I can't remember what I was watching, but it was like a sitcom or something where the joke was about a cat who writes mysteries. And somebody said, well, how does a cat write a mystery? Said, well, he starts with the ending and he works his way backwards, right? Which I did not know at the time is how you're supposed to write a mystery. I learned my mystery writing from soap operas, where soap operas will come up with the crime and then they'll go forward. I don't know, fact, that is very true. So, I just didn't feel like reading the rest of my comic books this weekend. Not a whole lot. I just did not feel like reading them. So I decided, hey, I'm going to watch some TV. Okay, I haven't had a weekend where I've just vegged out and watched TV in quite a while. I think the last time all I did was watch TV was when I watched Netflix. It was Daredevil on Netflix. And so I decided, let me give Netflix a try, right? Let me see what they have. You know, everybody's talking about Orange is the New Black, and I couldn't make it through the first episode of that show. Well, I think I did make it through, and I was like, okay. So I'm looking on there, and I see Sense8. And I remember Sense8 because, you know, I've been interested in it. They sold me when they said, brought to you by the people who made The Matrix Reloaded and Babylon 5, two of my favorite things, right? And yes, I will say once again, I prefer the sequels to the first Matrix movie. The first Matrix movie bored me silly. I fell asleep 4 times while trying to watch it. Well, 3 times while trying to watch it. The 4th time I watched it, I said, oh, yeah, that was pretty good. I can see why people like it. It made me interested enough in the sequel, okay? And when I saw the sequel, I saw it in the show, and I was so jazzed up. When I left there, I went straight to the record store. Yes, they still had record stores. And I bought the soundtrack, right? And when the DVD came out, I got the DVD. You know, so I really like Matrix Reloaded. I have all 3. I don't have Matrix, the Animatrix, which I did watch recently. Does not hold up well, if you ask me. But I decided, yeah, let me see this. I'm going to watch Sense8, right? I was going to watch maybe 1 or 2 episodes just see if I like it, get my feet wet. And I ended up watching the whole thing. It's only 12 episodes. I wish it was 13, but it was only 12. And man, I loved it. Now, Sense8 is a story of 8 people worldwide, you know, all over the world, not just, it doesn't appear to be just somebody in America and then a bunch sound stages, right? If some of these spots were like sound stages or, you know, things that they built in like a back lot somewhere, they did an excellent job, all right? Because this felt like a global story was being told. All right, it felt very expansive. It was huge in its scope, if you ask me. Okay, it was these 8 people who are connected psychically. Okay, they it starts off with a woman who triggers an event, which causes them, these 8 people, to have knowledge of each other. Okay, they can't go around reading other people's minds, but they can. There are 8 people in their cluster, and they can't exactly read their minds, but they can know what's going on. They can know what another person is thinking. You know, they can talk to one another from great distances, and while they can see what the other person is seeing, where they're at, that kind of stuff. They can even lend their skills and abilities. So there's one of the characters who is like a championship level MMA fighter, okay, which comes in handy. You know, one is a safe cracker, one is just a driver, one is a chemist, you know, one is a cop, one is a hacker. So you have all of these different things that these people know, and when one of the others, one is an actor, you know, when they're needed, they can get, they can call on one of the others to basically take over, right? It's like a shared body experience. This is, it's just, man, it, the level of intricacy in this in this show, just it to me, the storytelling blows everything else out of the water in terms of being layered and being subtle and complex yet very simple. Okay, I followed the story straight through. I had no problem. That's why when I read some of the reviews later, and I didn't really read too much, and read like headlines, and people were like, "This is confusing." I thought, "You're an idiot." It's very simple, very plain. The characters aren't. How can I put this? All right, if you've read my book, you know that I like to have a bunch of different characters going about their life, and they all, they don't all like intersect, but when you read, you can read each chapter, hopefully, on its own, as its own short story. When you step back, you can see like the whole picture. At least that's what I try to do. And that's what's going on here. And it's one thing I really like. I know I'm all over the place. I really should have written something down. But I'm in my car. What can I say? Even if I wrote it down, I couldn't read it. One of the things that I noticed is that unlike a lot of other, let's just say, powers triggered type shows, this is what normal television will do. They will show this person's everyday life, an event happens, and then that event shapes the entirety of their life, right? Everything that happens to them happens because of this event. Okay? Out of the 8 characters, that pretty much only happened to one of them. Okay? And that, because that happened very early in the series. But everybody else, they were just, they, you saw them living their life. And that I really appreciated. Because a lot of times, you know, they'll tell a story and then, like, their entire lives are derailed and minor characters are shuffled off very quickly. But with this one, everybody had their own story arc. And every story arc was completed. You know? Now, they did, I will admit, at the end of the season, they did leave some cliffhangers open, right? And I don't mind that because they have to have something for the second season. And I hope there's a second season. I understand that the Wachowskis have plotted out 5 seasons worth. Hopefully, JMS, J. Michael Straczynski, Joel Michael Straczynski is with them all the way, because there were some things that he loves to do, right? The Wachowskis like to bend reality and perceptions, but what Straczynski brings to the table is this sense of first off, this sense of coherency, right? There could have been times where it could have gone off the tracks. I will admit that. It could have gone off the tracks, but it didn't. There were times when you thought, there, at the same time, there were times when you thought it was going to go in a particular way, and it didn't. They flipped the script on you. Not to the point where it's like, all right, that's just bullshit. You know, but it's like, Okay. I did not see that happen. That is totally plausible. I understand how they got there. I did not see it coming. Right? Straczynski deals really good with evil conspiracies in the background. He is really good with that. And so there were certain parts where you could just tell his fingers were all over that particular storyline. I cannot talk about this more highly than I am now. I really enjoyed it. Let me put it like this. I enjoyed it enough to want to watch it again. All right? I am willing to take another 12 hours out of my life to watch this story again. And on top of that, I had no interest in seeing Jupiter Ascending. I think, I saw Speed Racer, but I was just like, I want to rewatch Speed Racer now, and I want to see Jupiter Ascending. I want to see other works by the Wachowskis, all right? Now, all that said, I will point out one thing. There are some points that are very graphic, right? There's graphic language, there's graphic sex, there's graphic violence, okay? At the same time, there's also, when I talk about for mature viewers, it's not just the sex and the violence and the language. There's also a lot of questions of morality in here. What would you do and how would you get out of this situation? That's, you know, some TV shows will pay lip service to, like, oh yeah, this is what we're doing, when that's not really what they're doing. But this one, there's some really good what are we going to do type moments. And when I say graphic violence, of course, you know, you think, okay, well, there's going to be a lot of shoot 'em ups, right? Yeah, there are a lot of shoot 'em ups. There are a couple of fist fights. But, and this is a mild spoiler, one guy has a gun to another guy's face, and normally what they will do is they will show somebody pulling a trigger, and then you see a spurt of blood come on the face of the person doing the shooting. No, in this one, they show dude getting shot in the face a few times. All right. Now, it was obviously CGI, and it looked like it was CGI, but it didn't really look fake. You know what I mean? I mean, it was really an intense scene, and it was one of the few scenes that Steven, my 11-year-old, almost 12-year-old, saw. He came into the room. Well, he came downstairs and I was watching it, and he was just like, huh, what's this? And then, and I was like, okay, well, they got past all the sex stuff, because it was like in one of the later episodes. They got past all the graphic sex stuff. I mean, if you watch Doctor Who, you know who Freema Gaiman is. She was Martha Jones. I'll tell you right now, you'll never look at her the same way again. I pretty much guarantee you that after the first episode. So I'm thinking, okay, he can watch this, right? And then, it was a shoot 'em up. He's like, oh, wow, this is like Grand Theft Auto, which he's watched Let's Plays on YouTube. Grand Theft Auto, oh, ain't no big deal. And then when dude got shot in the face, Steven was like, wow. I was like, okay, I think I just lost points in the Father of the Year category. Parent of the Year, because I think Steven may have even gave me some points in Father of the Year if he's doing the voting. But anyway, love the show. I try to keep this as spoiler-free as possible, as you can see. I do want to talk about this show with somebody. I really, really do. Because I absolutely love it. I cannot recommend it highly. It is everything I like. It's got the reality twisting. It really does have superpowers. It has a heartbreaking story. There are so many stories on here that are heartbreaking, but at the same time, you see these people living their lives, and that's what I like. I loved it. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It's called Sense8. It's on Netflix. The first season is there. Watch it. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode.